Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Reading from the book of James, chapter 1. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So we see now yet another aspect of faith in the Word of God. Faith is not double-minded. So I would like to study, what does it mean to be double-minded? If you take the word literally, double-minded, it gives the impression that you have two minds. And it gives the impression it is some kind of mental thing. But I would like to show you from the Word of God that faith is not a mind thing. Faith is not a mental thing. Yes, faith involves a mind, but faith is more of an action word and a heart condition than a mind condition. I remember a few years ago, I had lost a book. And I was looking for this book. And someone told me, well, why don't you just pray and ask God to help you find the book? So I was a little child and I thought, yeah, that's probably a really good idea. So I prayed in my mind and I prayed, Lord, please help me to find this book. Show me where it is. And then I said to myself, I hope this works. So the person who told me that looked at me and he saw the uncertainty in my face. So he asked me, did you just say, Lord, I hope I find the book? And I said, yeah. So he told me, well, hard luck, you're not going to find that book because you don't have faith, you doubted. And he didn't use the word double-minded, but normally when we think of double-minded, that's what we think about. So we see people going up to the altar for prayer after church, and you see them closing their eyes really tight. It's like they're deep in concentration. In fact, I even heard a pastor one time laying hands on somebody and telling them, now concentrate, concentrate. And they give the impression that faith is the ability to concentrate really hard. And if you have any momentary lapse in concentration, then you're double-minded. They give the impression that Peter was able to walk on water because he was concentrating really hard. And when he saw the wind and the waves, he lost concentration and he sank. Of course, anybody with sense will tell you that Peter couldn't walk on water because he concentrated hard. He walked on water because he was looking onto Christ, and we shared on this over the past two sessions. And Peter lost his faith when he took his eyes away from Christ onto his circumstance. Faith is not about concentration. Faith is not really so much about the mind. Yes, it will involve the mind, but faith is not a mental word. Faith is a heart word. So we're going to study that word double-minded from the Bible. Let's see what it says about being double-minded. He who doubts is like the wave of the sea. He is a double-minded man. And listen to this. He is unstable in all his ways. It didn't say a double-minded man is unstable in all his thoughts. It says he's unstable in all his ways. James also uses the word double-minded later on in chapter 4. He says, chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. He didn't tell the double-minded people to purify their minds. He told them to purify their hearts. So we see a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and he has an impure heart. In order to understand the word double-minded, we need to understand the context of the book of James. James was speaking to a church that was divided. It was sharply divided between those who were rich and those who were not rich. What you found is that those who were rich were relentless in their pursuit of wealth. They would use the poorer Christians, maybe as slaves or employees. They would rob them of money. They would defraud them. And they would manipulate them and use them to get their agenda fulfilled so that they could get their riches and they could get their wealth. They were even friends with the world, teaming up against godly Christian people in their relentless pursuit of wealth. And the poorer Christians were starting to get resentful and bitter over the discrepancies that they saw going on. So that was what was happening in the book of James. James, when he talked about double-minded people, he was talking about people who were in the church, but they were not really fully committed to Christ. They were in the church, but then they were kind of in the world as well. They were, the better word to use is double-hearted. They were claiming to be Christians. They were claiming to have faith, but they had no works. They had the right talk, but they didn't have the right actions. They looked like Christians from a certain angle, but then from another angle, they looked just like anybody else in the world. And I'm pretty sure we all know people like that. Maybe you are a person like that listening to me. That is what James calls double-minded. They are unstable in all their ways. On one, some days they're fervent for God, they're praying down a storm. On other days, they're just like the people of the world, committing the same sins, greed, corruption. He told them, you are unstable in all your ways. Now let's read some more verses from James chapter 4. Starting from verse 1, James said, where do wars and fightings come from? Do they not come from your desires or your lusts that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You see what I'm talking about? He's talking about people who have a relentless greed for their own selfish ambition. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Talking about selfish people who are in the church and trying to use God as a means of getting wealth. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And that is what he was talking about when he spoke of double-minded people. He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. That is what a double-minded person is. A person who is a friend of the world, but yet they're in the church. They claim to be a Christian, but they're no different from the world. A double-minded person is a person whose heart is not right. They have the right words. Maybe they've confessed the name of Christ. And it is not my place to judge whether they will go to heaven or not. But I will tell you this. If God sees that you are not totally sold out to him, and that your heart is in the wrong place, and that you are still pursuing your own selfish agenda, answering your prayers is not at the top of God's list of priorities. The Bible says it even more bluntly. Let not such a man think that he will receive anything from God. You ask and you do not have because you ask amiss. You pray amiss that you may spend it on your own pleasures. That is a double-minded man. That is what the Bible calls double-minded. It is referring to people who are not selfless, but selfish. Jesus said, if any man comes after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow. John said, I must decrease so Christ would increase. A double-minded person is one who wants to increase and he wants God to help him increase. When Jesus said, no, you must decrease so Christ could increase. A double-minded person is a person who is so selfish that they make their needs and their wants and their financial situation the whole center of their Christianity. When Jesus is saying, no, you must deny yourself and take up a cross, that cross is the center of your walk with God. Christ is your center. We sing the song, Jesus at the center of it all. A double-minded person is a man who makes himself the center of it all. On one hand, you have your own selfish ambitions and you're pursuing it to the death. You're willing to cut down your own fellow Christians to get your wants and your desires. Maybe you know a lot of pastors like that. A double-minded person, unstable in all his ways. So it's not talking about a mental thing. But it's talking about people whose hearts are not right. People whose ways are unstable. That is a double-minded man. Faith is not double-minded. True faith is totally sold out to God. True faith says, not my will, but your will be done. Now, I know that we all have needs. We all have desires, and there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. There's nothing wrong with having desires and having needs. God knows your needs before you even ask. The question is, where is your heart? Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Is your heart on the things of God, or is your heart on your own selfish ambitions? The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We all have our needs and wants, but do we place those needs above God's kingdom? That is the difference. That is the difference between somebody who is double-minded and somebody who is sold out to Christ. We all have needs, but those who are sold out to Christ place God's kingdom first, and they are willing to sacrifice their own needs and their own wants. Paul says, all those things that were gain to me, I count them loss. I count them as dung. Do you know what dung is? I count them as loss that I may gain Christ. He said, compared to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, all of those things are rubbish. I put them behind me. All of those selfish things that make me look good and that pertain to me, I put them behind me. And I press forward towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that is faith. If you have a pastor who puts himself last and who sacrifices himself for the people of God, treasure that man of God. Because people like that are rare. There are so many pastors using people, abusing people just to get their own fame, fortune. And I know so many Christians who are suffering because they are stuck in churches like that and they can't get out. It's like some kind of cult. If you have a pastor who is sold out to God and who seeks first God's kingdom and who puts himself last so that he could minister to the needs of God's people, he may not be perfect. He may have a lot of flaws. But if you have a pastor like that, cherish him, pray for him, support him. And I urge you, fellow Christians, seek first God's kingdom. Then all these things will be added unto you. Don't put yourself first. Put God first. Allow yourself to decrease. Learn how to sacrifice yourself. Learn how to humble yourself and to just put your needs last. Learn how to just lose so God could win. That's not something we want to hear. You listen to Christian TV, that's not the message that's being preached. But that is the message that Paul preached. That is the message that Jesus preached.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.